deep within the Bryn Garreg Forest, Northern Kalimdor. He sprang up in his bedroll. The loud commotion had startled him from an already fitful sleep.
I told him, I warned him, you saw it. You all saw it.
We did, Yveel. We did. Just put the sword down.
Knight Yveel, as an icon, I demand you drop this sword this instant, or we will take action to see it done.
You all saw it. I had no choice. I had no choice.
Is he breathing?
No.
What in Galidor's name is going on here?
It's Petin. He's dead.
The Scout. It's him again. He's running wild off his leash. And his master does not rein him in.
What? How? You caused this.
Me? I had nothing to do with it.
He did not cause anything.
You fucking little worm! Now, go try it with me.
Are you kidding me?
Put up your axe. You do not know the facts here. It was your man who attacked, not Alec.
I'm dying to defend him and puts the blame on you. She needs to learn her place.
Lies! I see what's happening here. You're threatened by my questioning of your authority, and now you seek to weaken my position by having my men turn on each other.
Do it.
I know your tactics well, Spymaster. Ever the jackal. The Order should never have accepted
you. Put up your axe, Syriac. See sense here. I beg.
Syriac clutched his head, his thumb and fingers pressed into his temples. He felt angry. Too angry. He had always had a temper, and often it was foul. But this was something else. What was happening to him? He felt the urge to strike down Alec and then Yashella, something he had always found restraint for in the past. Reluctantly, he dropped his axe and roared out his frustration. Something was wrong here.
Yveel, is this true?
Yveel nodded, his eyes filled with fear and upset, his paws that of a scolded child.
It's true, my icon. It's true. By Galadon, what have I done?
Yashella, speak with me now.
Put away your weapon first, and I will oblige.
He did as commanded.
Your account, Yashella.
He saw a flinch of anger in her, but as fast as it came, it was gone.
Take Yveel and keep him under guard. Yorick, take care of Petin.
Your will, my Archon.
Alec, you go on ahead. Return to your scouting duties.
I am not to blame here.
Do as I command, Alec.
As you say, my icon.
As Yveel was escorted away, he stood in silence until eventually he was alone with the Icon of Shadows.
Before we begin, we need to talk on more pressing matters.
Your account, Yashella. I wish to hear it. That man is under my command. I brought him, therefore he's my responsibility.
This is what I am speaking of, Styriac. You presume to command me. I will not have it.
We have spoken about you giving orders to my men without consulting me, Yashella.
I am losing my respect for you, Styriac. It cannot be said any other way. The Grandmaster gave me the authority, and it is by his authority that I issue the orders. This will be the last time we speak on the matter. Is that understood? I am in command.
The arrogant flesh. You are a warrior. Do not be cowed by this weakling woman. Show her, Syriac. Show her, Icon of War. Show her what it means to cross you. She must earn her place. Do it!
He felt his blood boil. Rage was building within him, and he was ready to explode in a fury. One downhand cleave of his axe. His hand twitched, begging for the motion. And he had to restrain himself a second time.
I respect the Grand Master's orders, Yashala. Do not question my loyalty to him.
With the mention of the Grand Master, a man whom he loved as a brother, a man who he respected above all others, cooled the heat within him. He felt nothing but shame.
What is wrong with you, Ziriak? We have never been friends, you or I, and we both know the reason for that. But you are so angry, quick-tempered. I have not seen this side of you.
I do not have an answer for you.
I did not ask for this. You have my word. But it is my duty to see this done. And I will not waver in the task. Perhaps it is that. Do you resent me for it?
I will not lie. At first I did.
Pathetic.
Bah, let this go.
She has you broken.
What happened with Petin, I will be civil.
Coward.
On my honor.
I happened upon it moments before you. Yvel tells it as he was guarding our cargo, and Petin walked up, blade in hand. His words of warning ignored. You saw the aftermath.
I will speak with Yvel. Poor Petin. A traitor, perhaps? No, if that was the case, he played a long game. And fooled me entirely.
Perhaps it is best to speak with him to know more. Yet we are wasting daylight. I do not wish to spend more time in the woods than necessary. Atelian's watch is far enough as it is.
And what do we tell the men?
That we will decide once Yvel has calmed enough to tell us his side.
Agreed. I shall go to him now. Ina can calm him with some sigil work. Is he not on duty?
A good idea, and no, Uriel guards are captive. I will gather the men to mobilize. Tell me first before speaking to anyone else.
As you say.
Syriac made his way to the sleeping Ina, his full body enveloped in the fur bedrolls. He kicked the sleeping mage, who did not stir. Pulling back the cover, he revealed Ina was in deep slumber. He had been exhausted from his duties, and no doubt he needed the rest. Yet now, he was needed. His sleep would have to wait.
Ina, you need to wake up. It's time to leave. Ina!
The Icon of War shook his sleeping brethren by the shoulders, and after a fair effort, he woke, his eyes slowly flickering open, letting out a yawn as he sat up with a stretch.
Already? Go away.
Icon Syriac. My apologies. I was expecting Yuro to wake me. He seems to take pleasure in it.
Syriac looked back towards the caravan and the wax-coated tarp that covered the cage within it. He could see Yashala explaining the situation who are heavily concentrating Uriel.
I have need of your magics. Then you can return to your duty.
Oh, of course, my lord. What have you need of me for?
Come, I'll explain on the way.
Thank you.
This episode featured the following voice actors.
Hi, my name is Michelle Booz, and I play Yashella.
Hi, I'm Randy Greer, and I play Alec.
Hello, I'm Kevin Barmer, and I play Icon Syria.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Alvarez. I'm the voice of Einar and Yorick.
Want to hear the next episode as soon as possible? Want to hear the latest updates and exclusive previews about the show? Then please, consider joining the Patreon at the $2 level. Not only will you receive everything I've just mentioned, but you'll be helping to support the show. Patreon's not your thing. Okay, I get it. Perhaps an awesome quality t-shirt or a sticker with the show's logo on is. You can get that from the Tee Public store, which I'm adding new designs to on a regular basis. So that's a piece of merch and a peace of mind knowing you've helped make this show better. Sounds like a win-win to me. As always, thanks for listening, and please stay tuned for another promo.
During the age written in the stories of our forefathers of their forefathers, the world of Alidor rested. Wars fought throughout generations became the thing of fable. Alidor's people settled into a rhythm of mundane existence, filled with happiness, security, and peace. It was a peace that wouldn't last. Underneath the surface of daily life, darkness lurked.
Find it! Search the huts! Check the barns!
The undercurrents of greed rotted away at the foundation of that which was good in Alidor's people. As life went on, and her people worried about the long winter, bountiful crops, and the needs of suckling babes, powerful men and women schemed and plotted. For power, riches, influence, and the favors of kings.
Bring it to me! By Alitor's eyes, bring me the stone!
In this age of complacency rose a great threat to humankind. Known only from readers of the legends, an item of the ancestors thought to have been lost forever. An item so powerful, it guaranteed its hold of the power of the kingdoms to hold sway over Alidor's people. An ancient token of great magic, few knew of its existence, but all who did exhausted their resources, riches, and even armies to obtain it.
Sir! Sir!
An item that would change the world if one held it again. In this age of great peace, webs of deceit were sown by those with influence, ensnaring the timid and weak.
We found it!
As the snare tightened on the world, choking her people, power changed hands, fates sown with the flick of a wrist or a whispered word. It is said that steel wins a man his crown, but it is his skill at treachery that helps him keep it.
By the gods, can it be?
Men, tonight we'll dine with the gods!
In Alidor, men scheme, fight, and die to claim the right to wear the crown of thieves.
Hey everybody, Paul Sadin, creator of this podcast. Thank you for listening to the trailer for The Crown of Thieves, a Paul Sadin production. Episode 1 of Crown of Thieves will also be featured on this feed. So stay subscribed here to be among the first people to hear Audio Drama's newest medieval epic fantasy. Crown of Thieves is an exclusive Audio Drama for Paul Sadin patrons. If you want to continue the journey into Alador, become a patron today at patreon.com/PaulSading, PaulSating. For $1 a month or more, you will be a part of the only audience to hear the entire epic battle for the Crown of Thieves. For more information, head over to PaulSading.com.